You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us on the telephone as our newsmaker of the day is Kelly Gresh. Kelly is the Director for Child Care Resource and Referral for the Resource Connection in Calaveras County. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Tomorrow, the Resource Connection presents the Children's Fair. This will take place on the campus of Bret Harte High School from 11 o'clock in the morning through 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So let's start from the beginning, Kelly. What is the Resource Connection?
The Resource Connection is a nonprofit organization that engages families, empowers communities, and enriches lives. We do that through a variety of programs related to children and families, nutrition and prevention and intervention, with programs such as Head Start, WIC, the Food Bank, the Crisis Center, and the programs that I oversee, which are Child Care Resource and Referral, which strives to make sure that there is affordable, accessible, and quality child care available for families in Calaveras.
And there is a specific reason the Children's Fair is taking place this week.
That's right. It's Week of the Young Child, and that is a time. It's actually a national celebration, and it recognizes young children and those who care for them. So that is their teachers, the community. It's about all of us coming together and honoring the young children in our communities.
Specifically, where is this going to take place on the campus of Bret Harte High School tomorrow?
Well, there is, up at the top will be like law enforcement and the fire department, and that is right on Highway 49. And then the parking is actually on the lower end off of Murphy's Grade Road. We're pretty much concentrated in the quad and the gymnasium area. There's outside activities and then there's inside activities. So, for example, the petting zoo is going to be outside, but there could be a reading tent on the inside.
And why will law enforcement be there at the children's fair?
Because we want to introduce children to law enforcement. We want to create that partnership. We want them to know that these services are available in their community to help keep them strong and safe. We believe that Children's Fair is an opportunity to engage families with their community in every aspect. And by doing that, by introducing children and families to services, then when they're in need of them or when they have experiences with them, they already have that knowledge, have already met them. They already know that it's a partnership, that we work together.
This is a full family event, and it sounds like an educational event as well.
It is. It is. So all of the vendors that are invited, which is community resources, are invited to come and talk about their services. And what we offer, what we ask in exchange is that they provide a free activity for the children, and that gives the children an opportunity to learn.
Tell me about the Children's Farmers Market.
Our food bank brings their Children's Farmers Market, and there is a recipe, and there's a lot of healthy vegetables and fruits for the children to choose from.
What age category specifically are you trying to target with this children's fair?
We target up to school age. So we've really made an effort to try to make sure that there are activities for children that are a little bit older. So typically young children is 0 to 8, but there will be plenty of activities for children all the way up to the 10, 11, maybe even 12-year-old group.
And I've heard there's going to be science, crafts, and activities.
There will be. Mad Science is going to join us this year, and so there'll be some science activities that kids will be able to experience hands-on. We'll have drumming. We will have there's another group called Old Souls that will be there, and they do, they bring their violin and their fiddle, and it's a very interactive, a petting zoo. There'll be a petting zoo there.
What is the free lunch all about?
Well, we gather community donations. It's, and we think that it's just important that when families come there that they can relax and have a good time. And so we have always offered, it's a small free lunch, so there are a variety of sandwiches for families to come and to choose from. And so it's about healthy, having a healthy meal together.
The hours tomorrow are from 11 o'clock in the morning through 2 o'clock in the afternoon on the campus of Bret Harte High School in Angels Camp. Kelly, is there a website that we could take a look at or perhaps a phone number for more information?
Our phone number is 754 10 1-800-795-7575, and our website is trcac.org.
Is there anything else you would like to add that we did not cover?
Everybody's invited. It's a wonderful event. Don't miss it. It's just one of the best things that we do for the children in Calaveras County. So we hope to see everybody there.
And the cost of admission is?
Free.
Kelly Gresh, Director for Child Care Resource and Referral for the Resource Connection. Thank you, Kelly.